Hi there, listeners, and this is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner. I'm sitting here with Joe Nally, COO of Butterball, to discuss a few of the things that the news that's going on with Butterball around the Carthage facility and Rod Brenneman's tenure at the helm of Butterball. Joe, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's glad for the opportunity.
So first, I just wanted to discuss, in conjunction with our cover story that on the Carthage facility, talk a little bit about Carthage, how it's operating with its new production in terms of the burgers and the Flex
sure.
line
sure.
or Flex Pack line. What kind of led you down that road, and how do you see it operating today? What are your thoughts there?
Okay. Well, number one, and I think is always a key, is that you have to have a lot of confidence in your management teams at the various locations when you're talking about a facility that's decentralized away from the corporate headquarters. You need to have a lot of confidence that you've got the right team in place. And we have definitely felt like we had the right team in place at our Carthage plant. So that was kind of number one in the decision. Number two was that the plant had some available space. Number three was it was located kind of right in the heart of the United States, and you can ship about any direction from the Carthage plant, including going export into Mexico or other places if you choose to. And then finally, we wanted to diversify the Carthage plant. It had been primarily what we would call a primary processing plant, where the majority of what they did was process the live birds and debone into boneless meat. They did a few blends that were shipped off to co-packers that would take those blends and produce other products either for us or for others. So Carthage just was an opportunity to take our further processing business on to another location, which is what we did.
Now, when I talked to John Lenihan and David Fryer for the story, they talked about Rod's vision of becoming self-sufficient, and that was part of the entire idea behind bringing the burgers in-house, because they were co-packed prior.
Absolutely.
What from your perspective, how has this self-sufficiency concept affected what you do on a day-to-day basis and what your teams are doing?
Well, it's given us an opportunity to, as opposed to producing raw material to go to co-packers, it's given us an opportunity to take one more step up the value chain by means of the burgers. And, we had a good co-packer doing a nice job, but now we can put our own stamp on it. And we set up a state-of-the-art line there at the Carthage plant, and it gave us capacity to fill our current customers' expectations, but also allowed us to grow. And there's enough space in that plant where we can add a second burger line as our customers demand more of those kind of products. On the Flex Pack operation, it allowed us to add more capacity into our company, because we were only doing the ground turkey tray pack type operation at our Mount Olive plant, and this gave us a chance to do that at a second location, which gives us some redundancy and helps us serve our customers better.
Now, has Mount Olive switched to the Flex Pack type of packaging as well, or are they still doing the tray pack?
No, they're still doing the tray pack there.
Okay.
We are talking about some potential additional capacity at Mount Olive that would be optional, where we may do some of the Flex Pack there. We'll just have to see, what the demands are.
Yeah.
But we have the ability to do that there if we choose to.
Because I know that the Flex Pack is for a specific customer.
It's pretty unique.
And unique,
yeah.
So that's
is.
Why I just wanted to ask and make
right.
sure that it was still Tray Pack at Mount Olive.
Right.
So are there any other ways in which this self-sufficiency concept that Rod has kind of pushed forward affected you or your teams at all?
Well, I mean, we are an asset-based company, and we're a manufacturing company, and that's what we like to do. We like to produce products, and we like to have the opportunity to go ahead and move our raw materials on up the value chain. So being self-sufficient to me means that we're going to manufacture our own products as much as we can and have less product being co-manufactured out. And our team's excited about that. It's a great opportunity for us. And, you know, we feel like we know how to produce products, and having an opportunity to take the raw material on into a finished product is just another way to add more value.
Well, and it adds pride for your team.
Absolutely.
They're able to see the actual finished product.
Absolutely.
They talked about that at Carthage, too, so
no
that makes sense.
No question about that.
So in terms of operational efficiency, different unique processes, things like that, how would you say Butterball is operating now versus maybe two, three years ago before Rod came on, before this Carthage transformation, if you will?
Sure.
You know, compare and contrast a little bit for
well,
us.
Well, Rod has a vision to, you know, to continue to grow our company and to be innovative and to add more value-added products. And that's, in my opinion, exactly where we need to go. And we are the turkey company, and we need to be able to continue to bring products that are new to the industry in. I mean, these days when you think about turkey, people still tend to think a little bit more about just the holiday turkey and maybe lunch meat, but there's so many other things we can do with turkey, and to have a leader in place that sees that and values that and will approve projects to move forward and has the support of ownership, which he absolutely does, it really opens up the doors for us. I mean, there's no limit.
So kind of the wild card question to wrap this up.
Okay.
What's the biggest challenge that you guys face right now? You know, last year was drought with corn and corn prices and feed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you know, we talked a little off the recorder about the farms look pretty good this
sure.
year, the crops. What's the biggest challenge right now for you guys in the turkey industry?
Well, right as we sit today, probably still our bigger challenge, not only for us but others in the industry, is the fact that demand has been a little soft out there, and corn prices have remained high. But we see, you know, due to the drought and then also due to the ethanol piece of the whole equation, because they still take almost 40% of our corn and convert it to fuel, which doesn't make much sense to us. But right now the crops look good. The forecasts are good. We expect to see feed prices continue to move on a downward trend. And we see the demand picking up some on turkey, and we see the supply actually being a little less as we move forward. So we see an opportunity coming forward here for some very exciting times here in the future, and we're well positioned for it.
Great, Joe. Thanks so much for your time. And